Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You all are full of life on today, and it is so befitting as we teach in this ministry. Don't be so caught up on just today. Because we celebrate his resurrection power every single day of the year.
Amen.
So don't be religious and get all consecrated on today and live like a heathen on tomorrow. Don't get so religious and be all excited about his power today. And then next Sunday, you forget that he even has power to bring you out of your captivity. So keep in remembrance every day of what he's done on the cross for you. God is going to resurrect some things in your life, including your mind on today. He wants this to be a continual renewal every single day. He wants you to work on your mind because he died on the cross to establish you back into dominion. You have the power to bring yourself out. You have the power to bring forth your own breakthrough, but you have to believe in him every other day besides today that he died on the cross and he has the power to do what he has promised you to do. So I thank God for this day. I thank God for all of you all being on the line, to my husband, to my Lord. My Lord, Israel, Lord, as Sarah called Abraham, Lord, to my pastor, my general, my husband, my friend, my lover, the watcher of my soul, the one that if I'm feeling a certain way, he'll come and lay hands on my body, the one that will sing to me. Oh, you all didn't know the general sings to me. You all think I do all the singing around here. You all think I just do all the singing around here, but he sings sweet nothings in my ear as well. And we thank God for him being a visionary and pushing this movement forth.
Amen.
He's
doing something
that has not been done before. There wasn't a KCI worldwide before us. God has allowed us to break the ground, and now it's building momentum, even with your help. To all of our visitors, your first time, second time, third time, I welcome you on this line. May God bless you. May God keep you. May you come back on. And also, if you've listened to the announcements, check out our website. There's so much information on there. So we love you on today, and to every leader, every office on the line, we honor you, and we're not going to be before you long. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity to speak to your people. Lord, we ask that you will prepare our hearts to receive what it is that you're speaking from your throne room. And Lord, we ask even now, that we will have the spirit, that we will not be just hearers of your word, but be doers also. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Note takers, you know how I get down. It's time to get that pen and pencil ready because it is going to go quick. And I promise you that it is going to go quick on today for the simple reason. So, amen, let's get into it. I'm talking about your mind. If you remember when I was on here, I did a part one and a part two talking about the law of the mind. Yes. Talking about the law.
Amen.
And I broke it down as best as I could about how your mind needs three things. It needs a focus, it needs instruction, and it needs a hero. It needs a focus, it needs instruction, and it needs a hero. But guess what? It also needs some strategy. So I want to talk to you just a few. I have many I mean, books filled of just different strategies I can give you about the mind, but we don't have that much time. So I'm going to give you just some important strategies about managing your mind. You can't tell me that you've heard enough about managing your mind, because every battle you fight will be a mind battle. I don't care if it's about health, if it's about marriage, if it's about patience. It does not matter. It is a mind battle. What did I tell you before? You win in your mind, you're going to win in life. The moment you start losing in your mind, you're losing in life. Your mind is your world. Your mind is your world. The birthplace for your feelings and future. Every life battle is fought and won within your mind. So what I tell people is that when you can manage your mind for a day, you can manage your entire life one day at a time. I'll repeat that. When you can manage your mind for a day, you can manage your entire life one day at a time. So what I'm about to give you can definitely be implemented and can change your world. It will create change in your world, even starting after we hang up. Even within 24 hours, you can see the manifestation of what this is if you apply it, what I'm teaching today. Managing your mind. Your mind is your world. So what happens in your mind will happen in time. Did someone get that? What happens in your mind will eventually happen in time, from the smallest to the largest. How many times have we been sitting down or maybe in a grocery store? We walk past the bakery and we say, ooh, those donuts look nice. Ooh, cheesecake. I've really got a taste for some ice cream. And we start thinking about it even more. Chunky Rhode Island or caramel salted delight or cookie dough or any type of cookie, whatever is your favorite delicious bakery item. And we ponder on how good it would be warmed up and crispy and flaky and buttery and icing and glazed up. And we just start, you know what? I really shouldn't. Ooh, but I really got a taste. I've been good. I don't know. And then what happens 10 minutes later, 20 minutes later? You go right back around in the grocery store to that bakery item, and you put it in a cart. Or you might be sitting down in your room, and you walk right to the kitchen, and you pull it out the pantry or the refrigerator. What happens in your mind will eventually happen in time. You think about something delicious, something that you got a taste for, you'll end up going to purchase it or cook it so you can consume it. You start contemplating on that sin. Man, I don't know. I probably shouldn't do it. I'm a loyal person, but she got that good. I don't know. What's that do? And then what happens? You end up acting on it. You flirt with temptation. You go back and forth chatting, giggling. You ask for a number. It goes to texting. Then, we're not doing anything bad. He's my brother in Christ, and I just want to encourage him over a cup of coffee. We're in a public place. And then it ends up becoming an affair because you end up getting into adulterous acts. You can't tell me. It does not matter what it is, whether it's alcoholism, substance abuse, affairs, overweight eating, all of that. It started in the mind. It was a plant of a thought. But somewhere down the line, someone did not manage their thoughts and they fell into that action. What happens in your mind will happen in time. So never justify failure. Amen. That's why I don't accept it as your mentor. I will never accept your excuses and your reasons. I'll call you out and say, still, you had control. Still, it was your decision. Still, no matter what was going on in the atmosphere, you chose or selected to say that or do that or go there or withstand. It was on you. Never justify failure. Never refuse to bog down and placing blame on others. That's what we like to do when our back is against the wall, when we got caught up in our, when we got caught, as my mom would say, with our panties down. Uh-oh, you got caught with your panties down because you felt manage your mind, and when you fail to manage your mind, now you want to say, it's not my fault. I was hurt in the church. It's not my fault. It's my old pastor's fault. It's not my fault. It's my ex-husband. It's not my fault. It's my son and my daughter. It's not my fault. It's my supervisor. It's always somebody else's that's making you do things that are not accountable and acceptable unto the Lord. So refuse to place blame on others. Always look for a way out. Reach up for the key out of your difficulties. Reach out for the key out of your difficulties. Happiness. Happiness. It begins in your mind. Your mind is what I would call the drawing room for tomorrow's circumstance. It is the drawing. You know when they say, okay, going back to the drawing board, basically you're going back to the place where ideas are created, strategies are birthed out. It is your drawing room for tomorrow's circumstance. For Monday through all the way through next Sunday, whatever you choose to do has already been pre-thought in the drawing room of your mind. So if you're not successful in some of the things you've set out to do in the next 7 days, it's on you. Maybe it's because you didn't manage your mind, manage your thoughts. If you don't get management over your mind and your thoughts, you will lose time. Did you not know that?
Amen.
We waste countless hours because we are not organized in our thoughts. We let our thoughts carry us everywhere we want to go, and we just have no discipline. You'll just sit. Sometimes you'll sit and then just be in a daydream, and you look up, oh, my gosh, 30 minutes on pass, and I'm just sitting here lollygagging. Let me get some work done. Not disciplined at all. So you got to understand your mind is the drawing room for tomorrow's circumstance. Whatever you do tomorrow has already been pre-thought of today or tonight. Mind management. Hear me well. Mind management is the key to success. It is the key to your energy. It is the key to your energy. So if you have low energy, if you're someone that's always in a mood, if you're someone that's always being impatient, if you're someone that is always anxious, it is in your mind that you manage your emotions and your energy. Understand this. Winning does not start around you. It begins inside your mind. I want you to say that. Say, winning.
Winning
does not start around me.
Does not start around me.
It begins inside my mind.
It begins inside my mind.
Beautiful. Give God some praise even right there. That's breakthrough.
Amen. Woo! Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
It's breakthrough. Yes. Some of you all, your minds sound tired. That's how you really give God praise for giving you revelation? Oh, thank God. Amen. You win in your mind, you win in life, but you lose in your mind, you're losing in life. Some of you are reactions. Woo! Don't call me, because let me tell you something, my mind is right. Don't come and bog down my mind because you don't put your own efforts in. And that's what people will do. We teach you on this line great strategy, and then as soon as you get attacked in your mind, because hear me well, everything that I'm teaching on right now, everything that I am talking to you about, let it go in one ear and out the other if you want, but everything that I'm teaching, you are going to be tested on, maybe even as soon as we hang up this call.
Amen.
Maybe as soon as we hang up this call. Everything that we teach, everything that we go and on life empowerment class, and not even on life empowerment class, even sometimes during our prophetic miracle conference call, and we go forth in revelation, you're tested on that. You know why? Because God wants to see how serious do you take when his prophets speak. How serious do you take advantage that people are actually dispersing wisdom that are going to give you the victory in your upcoming week? So everything that I teach, it behooves you to take it seriously. Number one, managing your mind. Of course, meditate on scripture. Meditate on the Word of God. I don't have to go too deep into that. Meditate on Scripture. The mentality of God is absorbed through the simple reading of the Word of God. It gives you a discerning ability for what is false and what is true. Some of you all go into these mind battles because you make unwise decisions on who you hook up with, who you go into business with, who you allow access to you, who you allow to call you and impart their nonsense and drama in your atmosphere. You make these wrong decisions of how you vent out loud without thinking and what consequences it will bring and reproach it will bring against you. It's the reason is because you're not saturating or meditating on the Word of God, because it's giving you the access. When you meditate on the Word of God, you have access to His discerning power. And the reason why you understand what is good and what is evil, what is true, what is false, what is for you, what is not, is because you don't have discernment. That's why you got to go and be a prophet whore and run around everywhere else and say, give me a word. What should I do? I don't understand. It's because you run into everybody else. When God is saying, I got the answer in my word, if you learned of my personality, of my culture, of my character, if you understood what I hate and what I love, you will easily be able to decide who people or what hearts are for you or against you. You won't be so broken down and tore up because everybody you lend your heart to comes around to stab you in the back. You think the devil's going to take it easy on you because three people hurt you back to back? No, he's sending 12 more until you wise up. He wants you dead. He wants you broken. He wants you bitter. He wants you somewhere where you're brow bushed and ready to give up on life. He's going to keep attacking you and letting these imposters in your life unless you wise up and begin to allow the discerning heart enter to your mind, meditating of the word. Am I getting through to someone?
Amen. Yes.
I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I talk to dozens of people every single week who are in these horrible hamster wheel effects of being in confusion. That's why God said he's not the author of confusion. You know why? Because he's the word. If you get the word in you, you won't have confusion. All right, let me move on. This is for whoever can get it, because this is going to save your life. There are going to be, for some of you under the sound of my voice, you're going to have to make an important decision concerning relationship, whether it be romantic, platonic, or business, or corporate, whatever you have you, and you're going to need to piggyback on how to decipher this information through using these strategies on how to manage your thoughts in your mind.
Yes.
Discern. I'm giving you another one. Discern the spiritual mentor that is most impactful, who mostly increases your confidence in the Word of God. It's amazing how you can run up behind all these no names and how these are big names, and these people don't know you from a speck of dirt, have not encouraged you to read the Word or not. Having encouraged you to fast or pray, having given you real strategy, but you run up and you want to make them a mentor or follow them, and they're not doing anything to you but giving you junk food, telling you you can make it, sow your seed of $1,000, showing you can do it, but not telling you how you can do it, how you can make it. These are the strategies. Matter of fact, we went on somebody's Facebook Live and he was telling all that junk. That makes my stomach. Makes me drink like I drunk some spoiled milk. It just cringes my stomach. So then Apostle Andrew, he posted just one question. He said, how? ? Let me tell you something. That person immediately had a spirit come upon him of speech impediment. General, God wants you to make it. And he said, how? Why don't you tell the people how they can make it? Apostle Andrew, you got to read the word. That's it. People need to read the word. Junk food. Be careful.
My Lord.
Really listen to these people that you love to share their posts and really love to run up behind. Really listen to what they're saying behind the ha, and the excitement of their voice. Ha, and besides the beautiful background that they're in, are you listening to strategy? Are you listening to hype?
Woo!
Discern the spiritual mentor that most increases your confidence in the Word of God. Invest time in finding the right mentor, the right spiritual covering, the right ministry, and then be loyal to them. Be loyal to it. Attend consistently. Volunteer your time as a seed, and God will honor you greatly as you invest in who's watching over your soul, who's giving you strategy, who's allowing you to have breakthrough, who's giving you all types of wisdom principles for your success in life. Schedule time with them. Schedule time with your uncommon achievers. This will help to manage your mind. You're saying, Apostle April, what you're saying is so wonderful, but there's still some things I can't figure out on my own, and I would love to get to that point, but right now I still need your feedback. Well, pursue uncommon achievers. Be a learner. The biggest turnoff I have is when people don't want to learn, because I'm a teacher at heart. I establish order. I establish where you have plans and blueprints and all types of wisdom that will bring you out of captivity. But if you don't want to learn of it, it's like that saying, that cliche, that old cliche, you can bring a horse to the water, but you can't make the drink.
Amen.
I can make myself a I don't know how much more accessible I can make myself. I tell you, you can email the ministry. You can sign up for Prophecy or 5 and mentorship, monthly mentorship. I mean, there's so many ways you can definitely reach out to General Andrew and myself. But if you don't want to be a learner, then that's exactly where you're going to stay. You can only advance to the height of your wisdom. Yes. Did someone catch
that? Right.
Yep.
Amen.
You can only achieve or succeed or become a victor according to the revelation you possess.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today.
And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.